The Windermere Drainage Study presented to the Brookings City Council. It was requested by the council after some residents of the Windermere area suffered flooded basements and even sewer backups after a July storm that dumped up to 7 inches of rain in about 4 hours. The National Weather Service considers that slightly greater than a 1,000-year flood event. The study includes 6 options for easing potential flooding in the area, ranging from lowering a sidewalk to buying out properties. Kent Johnson from Banner & Associates says the best solution, their recommended choice, a combination of a new retention pond and retaining wall.
We recommend the Moriarty Park pond and the retaining wall because it serves to meet all the project goals.
Since the January timeframe, we have had Banner's Associates continue to design this pond.
City Engineer Jackie Lanning there. Councilmember Leah Brink asked if there was a reason for the flooding beyond the record rainfall. Johnson says there are issues.
Maybe the homes were built a little bit too low adjacent to a drainage channel that will fill up. And as it approaches that Windermere Way, in order to relieve itself, has to go over the road. So those windows are below the road, and that's partly due to partly the problem.
Lanning adds this area was built before the new drainage regulations were in place.
So the pipes in 17th weren't sized for a 5-year storm, and then they don't have detention for the development that occurred along that street. So the receiving land, Windermere development, even though they have detention, they're receiving water from an undetained area. So now we're trying to come in with a retrofitted project to help both areas.
The council also approved their updated drainage plan last night and the detention pond and retaining wall for Windermere, the number 3 priority listed at $600,000.